Welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, psychologist, life coach, mother of two, and author of MILF 101, Make Your Life Fabulous. Whether you're married with children, single, divorced, or somehow all of the above, I'm talking to you about life, relationships, and our favorite one around here, sex.
I like sex.
Yes, you do. That's my favorite redhead this side of the Mississippi, Todd Anderson. Ladies and gentlemen, he's here with me, and that puts me in a good mood.
Yay! Hey, I'm glad I put you in a good mood.
You always put me in a good mood, even when you're in a bad mood.
Really?
Yeah, your bad moods are kind of amusing in a way. Not that I'm laughing at your pain. So, Todd, do you like quickies?
Sure. Yeah. Wait, is this an offer, or are we going to just talk about it? Because,
Well... We're talking about
quickies. Oh, we're just talking
today.
About
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
I can't put the offer on the table.
Here, right,
because that would make Maria uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's,
and it would
yeah.
be awkward because there's actually a meeting going on.
Right, on the other side of that glass.
That would be bad.
That would be super weird.
It'd be really weird.
Although kind of maybe comically brilliant in a certain level.
For some people, that'd be hot. But
I am
not so much like that. Anyway.
Yeah.
So a lot of people think quickies are kind of a bad thing. Like, you know, like they think that... Because
you're not spending your time on it, and it's just to get it out of your system.
Yeah, you know, that it's just sort of perfunctory, or like just, you know, like maintenance sex or whatever, but maybe they're offended by the offer because he maybe doesn't want to connect. He just, wants to bang one out. So, but by the end of this show, I'm kind of hoping that you might think otherwise about quickies, because... quickies can be a good thing.
Yeah. So my wife likes quickies.
Your wife's super cool. Okay, stop bragging.
I'm just saying. I like longies, quickies, mediumies. Whatever.
Mediumies, yeah. So, well, you know, some of the common misconceptions about quickies are that they are inherently unromantic, that they're not necessarily part of a healthy sex life, and that they lead to that being the only sex that happens.
Oh.
You see? Like, the concern there is, like, you know, that...
Yeah, that it's
that
just...
then you're just gonna, like, only have quickies.
Yeah.
You know?
It's just this obligatory orgasm thing, and then we move on, and we don't need to have romance anymore.
Right. You know, that will sort of, like, satisfy the need, and then maybe, like, there won't be the longies.
Yeah, you need the longies.
Yeah, you need the longies. You need the to balance it out. But here's what's interesting about the quote, I'm doing air quotes, the longies. To me, they're kind of mediumies. But according to the Journal of Sexual Medicine, sex lasts about 7 to 13 minutes.
With
some foreplay thrown in.
Like, that includes foreplay? Or is that after the foreplay?
I think the 13 minutes might be with the foreplay thrown in.
So how are they defining?
They can even be adequate and more. Some people would consider too long.
Adequate,
yeah.
Like that would be the worst description to get as a lover.
Well,
as a lover, he's adequate. I'd rather be a terrible. He's awful.
Because at least then we got someplace to go.
Yeah,
from there,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, okay.
Tell me how I can get better. You know, but adequate. Ouch. Like,
does
okay.
That,
Yeah. So if a man averages about 7.5 minutes to reach orgasm, while a woman averages 20 minutes, give or take.
7.5 minutes seems long. You don't really need that much time. That's a really polite dude.
You know, so you can still achieve an orgasm with a quickie. Like, if you're considering a quickie, you know, like 20-minute break, you know, where you can, like, get together.
So 20 minutes is a quickie?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm thinking, like, from the time, you know, you walk in, get your clothes off. You know, if you're like, I got 20 minutes, that's enough time to get in, take your clothes off.
Yeah, sure.
Bang one out, get dressed again, and then get out.
Bang one out. We're going to bang this out like Stephen King bangs out horror books.
No, this is nicer than horror books. I mean, come on. This is sex. But, and not, you know, and reaching orgasm, that's like not always necessary, but generally for many people, like, sort of establishes the end of the sexual experience.
Sure.
Yeah, you know, whatever. I got thoughts about that too. But if you are short on time, right, the foreplay can be part of, like, the texting and the connecting and the fun and all the stuff, you know, that you're connecting all day, right?
Mm-hmm.
All day long. And then you're like, okay, I got to meet you Got to meet you at the house. That's romantic.
Right.
So you can't say that quickies aren't romantic. Quickies can be totally romantic.
They can be. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
You know, in like a...
Well, and they can be very passionate.
In like a nasty love kind of way. Like,
yeah,
super fun kind of,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. I think anything that's passionate, regardless of how long it lasts, there is romance to that.
Well, then
like
we could just... Animal that, desires. There you said or, it. We yeah. could just end the podcast right now.
Yeah.
Everybody just...
There
God's
it is.
Wise
that,
words.
That's it. That's all
Anything
I have to say.
Anything that's passionate is romantic, no matter how long it takes.
Yeah.
And yeah. scene.
And scene.
There you go. Okay.
Well, and also, you know, it's like, well, I don't know. Is there like this mental separation between animalistic sexual desire and romance? I mean, aren't those things like tied together? Don't you want
well,
like your lover
what,
to...
I think that's what quickies can help you integrate, you know, is to go ahead. Because here's the thing. When you've got kids, I mean, you might have... you might be in kind of a sexual drought. You know, mm-hmm. because like you've got kids, maybe you're both working like odd hours
yeah.
or, you know, working late or, you know, on opposite schedules. Or maybe you've got a kid that just always like comes into your room and has to sleep, you know,
right.
like, and you're just, And so, you know, you can end up going like weeks and weeks, you know, because
yeah.
you don't have time for candle lighting and romance and music and like setting the scene and, you know, taking your time with things.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful and should be done whenever possible. But, you know, sometimes it has to wait for hotel sex, you know, like,
right.
and you can't get there.
Right.
Not everybody can, you know, make that happen often enough.
Right.
So,
well, and also I think like too, when the stress is mounting, like when you're really busy and the stress is mounting,
yeah.
it's like that there's something in your head that's like, no, I'm too stressed out.
Right. Cause
I can't click
head.
Off. And, but like sex is such a great stress reliever. You
exactly.
kind of got to remember that.
And
yeah.
and you're, yeah, because like, and when you're in your stress, you're all in your head.
Right.
You know, like
right,
you're all
right.
in your brain. You're like, oh, I can't get into my body, you
right.
know? And so sometimes that's where quickies are more difficult for women because it takes them a little longer to kind of go from like, I'm in my brain mode to like, I want to be connected and into my body mode.
Sure.
And that's where like the texting and the loving and that, you know, and then this and that, you know, maybe not a cock picture. Maybe
no.
not like don't lead with that necessarily unless you really know your woman and know that that would work for
right,
her. Okay.
Right.
Yeah. What I'm saying is that you can like break up the drought with mm-hmm. quickies, you know, and just because it takes the pressure off trying to plan. Because the other thing that happens when you're in a sexual
Wait,
drought.
Are you saying we can solve California's drought by having quickies?
Yes. Everybody.
Oh, my God.
Everybody goes
This is
through,
such a good solution.
And we will, it's like a rain dance. We're all gonna.
If everybody has quickies, the drought's over.
Yes.
Yes.
I love it. California's gonna be happy too. Like happy all the way around. Everybody's grins for everybody. So if you put all this pressure on like, oh, we're finally going to go away for the weekend and get to be alone,
oh,
right? You
yeah.
know, that is like heavy pressure,
yeah.
right? You know, that's exactly when you get your period too.
That's
so messed up.
Yeah, or you get a cold.
Or you get a cold or you get something or you like throw your back out and you're
yeah.
like, oh, you know, like
throw your back
you
out.
You know, like one or both of you was hoping to like hump like bunnies all weekend and then you're like, let's watch television.
Yeah.
So, and then the drought continues. And so... So you got to break it up and you got to like it kind of embrace the fact that
mm-hmm.
that the romance, you know, isn't there. I mean, think about when you were dating. Like, don't tell me you didn't like, you know.
Yeah, you did it all the time.
You know you did.
Yeah.
You know you're like, "Oh, we're between classes. Let's do
yeah,
it."
Yeah, let's do it.
Like,
yeah.
Get it quick, you know. So that's one of the best things about it is that like you can it is kind of maintenance sex, you know. You
sure.
can like maintain that connection because my biggest problem with marriage and what I really want people to remember is if you're not having sex
mm-hmm.
you're roommates.
That's true.
Okay, you're roommates and you're co-parents. Okay, and
right.
I'm not saying like you have to be having intercourse. I'm just saying like some intimate, you know,
well,
sexual
yeah.
connection. Well, you know, some people maybe they can't, or they, you know, like whatever.
Well, some
Everybody's
people
got,
are asexual,
or they yeah
so they don't
but
connect
there's
through
something
sex,
special
but sure.
about your connection that you chose each other to be partners. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, you, if you're not having sex, there is a piece of your relationship that is not being tended to. Right.
Right.
So it's really important and it makes everybody happier. And it, like Todd said, it's a stress reliever.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, Dr. Todd
helps my stress levels.
So, because desire, time, fatigue, pressure, those are the biggest obstacles that people see to having a fulfilling sex life.
Right.
And here's the other really important thing about this. Women tend to cite when they're not satisfied with their sex life, the number one reason is that they are citing a lack of desire.
In themselves. I see.
That they're like, I know that I want to be having sex with my husband. I want to connect with my husband, but I just don't feel like it. Like, I'm just tired, right. and I don't feel the desire in my body. And sometimes that has to do with, you know, age and hormones and shifts. And, you know, sometimes if you're on birth control, that can like really level out your hormones can, you know, over time, you just kind of like level you out too much and you're just not feeling it, you know? Mm-hmm. And again, that's that extra time that a woman needs to get out of her head and into her body, which is why foot rubs are really good. Okay, I'm just saying.
Yeah, because that's really far away from your head.
Start with the foot rub. And it feels good. And it feels really good. So now I'm not saying there's like a lot of foot rub time of the quickie, okay? But but lack of desire is the thing. Well, guess what helps with desire?
What?
Doing it.
Doing it?
Yes, sex begets sex.
Ah.
Okay? Because when you have intercourse, it raises the hormone levels in both men and women and increases the brain chemicals that are associated with desire.
Endorphins make you happy, right? Doesn't sex produce endorphins?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, I mean, really, theoretically, masturbation can help with that too. With like,
I feel like the fucking endorphins are better than
the
masturbation.
Better. They're definitely. Yeah. I think the intercourse and the bonding and the oxytocin and all that, all the gushy feelings, those are
much
better for your desire.
I am not science. This is purely anecdotal. But I'm telling you, the endorphins after fucking are better than the hand ones that I do to myself.
Yes, I would agree. But if a woman goes in with lack of desire and, you know, concerns about that, one of the things that a sex therapist might suggest is masturbation, just to like help her kind of get more in touch with her body and learn how to orgasm and all of those things. And if you can learn how to orgasm with a quickie, even better.
Yeah,
right?
That's a good skill.
That's a good skill. So work on that. See, this gives you a project.
Yeah.
You wanted a project. You know you did.
Yeah.
Let's work on this.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And if you have like video equipment, you know, record yourself and let me know where to see it online.
He's such a perv. Well, that's an interesting point though, because now there's porn out there that's like real people,
that's
you know,
true.
And like you can sense kind of the hotness that they actually have for each other, and they're not acting.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
that's kind of cool. You know, yeah, watch some of that.
Yeah,
watch some of that while he's on his way home for lunch.
Yeah, just look at that.
Yeah, see what that does. At the door.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, no, it's really. A few 10-minute quickies can do more for your sex drive than anything, really.
Okay.
Like incorporating quickies into your sex life. Because if you're in that stage of marriage, which it happens, it just does, you're not alone. Like if you realize like, oh my God, we're having sex twice a month, but like, and you're going, I don't even know how we can make more happen because it's just so crazy and the baby doesn't sleep and that this one's
yeah, that happens to everybody.
Like it just happens to everybody. You are not alone, but it is fixable. And one of the easiest ways to fix it is go for the daytime sex.
Oh.
Go for the lunch hour sex.
Afternoon delights are the best. Afternoon delights are the best.
Right?
Because you have sex and you have orgasms and it's still the afternoon. You have the whole night.
The whole day.
You like can really enjoy it. You know, you're not just like fucking and I got to go to bed now. You're like, I feel happy and I get the whole rest of the night to hang out.
Exactly.
And you might wind up fucking again. Who knows?
You might.
It could happen.
It could turn into a fuck fest.
It could be like a fuck
and
marathon.
Then boom, your sex drive is back on track.
There it is.
Yeah. I shared this story in my book. I have a friend who she and her husband were going through like just really dark time, you know, loss in the family and like all kinds of stuff. And, you know, they like their sex life just kind of like disappeared, fell off the map.
Yeah.
And they went to couples counseling because like things were getting pretty dark. And she goes, I know it was like the most painful 50 minutes of his life to sit there
and talk about these things.
And she's like, all right. So they get in the car and she goes, we're not going to go to counseling. He's like, really? Okay. She goes, we're going to have a lot of sex.
Yeah.
He's like, okay.
Fair enough.
And you know what? It did fix it.
Right.
They got back to their connection. They got back to their bonding and the things about their relationship that reminded them why they want to face the world together.
Right.
You know, your marriage is a special relationship. It's different than anything else. And so if you can just change it up a little bit, break up your day, think outside the box, like look at where you could squeeze in some time, you know, start sexting your honey.
Right.
and you know, find literally 15 minutes. Okay. It just went down from 20. It's now yeah. I'm talking 15. You get in there fast enough.
Right. Right.
Dressed. And don't worry about the big romantic goodbyes and the, oh, and did we connect? Yes. He was inside you. You connected. You're good. Let him go. Okay. Go.
And keep going.
So yeah, like you're good. Yeah. And this is like so good. And then, you know, you can text about it later and that was fun to see you. And, do. And then everybody's happy. Next thing you know, he's doing the dishes. It's like,
wow.
And you've got all your problems solved.
Yeah. World peace.
World peace and the drought.
And the drought.
And the drought.
It's all fixed.
California now has water because you did your quickie rain dance. I like that we solved this problem.
I know.
So remember, it's not just, it's good for your marriage. It's good for you chemically.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for getting you back on track. Just give it a try with...
Yeah.
What are you going to lose?
What's the worst that's going to happen?
What's the worst that's going to happen?
Yeah.
You have an orgasm?
Oh, damn.
Damn, I hate it when that happens.
I have that orgasm. Oh, blah. Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Nobody ever has that reaction to an orgasm.
No, they don't.
No.
They don't.
That's
so
weird.
So, advice for the day, go knock it out.
Go knock it out. So, go fuck.
There you go.
Fuck fast.
Dr. Todd.
Yeah. Fuck fast. Feels good.
Yep. There you go. And your show has a lot of fucking.
You're the worst has a lot of fucking.
Of
not functional relationships.
No.
But very funny fuckings.
There you go.
Yeah.
So watch it. Todd's on it.
Yeah.
Right?
The second season starts this summer. Yeah.
That's very exciting. I'm happy for you. All right. So you can please like MILF Talk on Facebook if you would be so kind. And if you're listening on iTunes or SoundCloud right now, could you please click subscribe?
Yes.
Because if you like me, you want to click me.
Yeah, and then you get automatic downloads.
That would help. It would make people think that people like my show. So, you know,
yeah, that's the illusion.
Do me a solid.
We want
to
make
this
happen.
Illusion, yeah. Please, okay? All right, and my book, MILF 101, is available on Amazon and barnesandnoble.com. Read it because it will also help you have a fabulous life. All right, thank you all for listening. Thank you, Todd, for being here.
Thanks.
Over now.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, Schlesinger. I've been friends with her for 10 years. One of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.